Dendritic cells are a really important cell in terms of the immune system. They're found in just about all tissues in the body, but they're particularly important in places which are exposed to the external environment, such as the skin, and then also in your mucous membranes, which you have lining places like your respiratory and your digestive tract. They're derived from the bone marrow, and in particular, they come from two lines of cells. We've got our myeloid cells, which typically give rise to cells such as monocytes. And then we've also got our lymphoid lineage, which usually gives rise to T and B lymphocytes. And they're particularly important as they're very good at processing foreign antigens. Now, when they're first produced, they're immature cells, and so they can roam around the body and they will capture foreign antigens and they will display them on their cell surface. So it'll be MHC protein plus foreign protein, and then they become activated. And once they're activated, they can move to other locations in the body and they'll go to places such as lymph nodes, where they'll then present these foreign antigens to cells such as T cells. They are actually the most important cell in the body for activating T cells. And not only do they activate T cells by direct sort of cell-to-cell contact, but they also produce all sorts of different cytokines. And there's not just one type of dendritic cell, but there seems to be different populations depending on what the infection is. So for example, if you're responding to a viral infection, then often dendritic cells will produce interferon type 1, which is alpha interferon, and this helps give resistance to viruses. And also they produce the cytokine interleukin-12. And this is a really important cytokine because it helps differentiate your CD4, your helper T cells, into helper type 1 cells. And in turn, those will produce a lot of gamma interferon, and this helps cells prevent viral replication. So you can see they're very good at helping fight things such as influenza viruses. And not only do they produce cytokines, but when they get activated, they also express other proteins on their cell membrane, which are needed for co-stimulatory molecules to help properly stimulate things such as your T cells. So for example, they'll produce proteins in their cell membrane, such as the CD86 protein, which is a co-stimulatory molecule needed for T cells. And in response, the T cells will express CD28 proteins. So you see, getting a T cell activated, we've talked about it before, it's a very complicated process. Anyhow, the main thing about dendritic cells are they're an incredibly important antigen presenting cell in the body, probably one of the most important ones.